Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On May 23rd...
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
The Major League Soccer slate has a bunch of really interesting games. I mean, Austin LAFC is one, New York Red Bulls against Vancouver, the Fire against Atlanta United, but all of our eyes are on that Revs-Inter-Miami game Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch it on Apple TV, but if you want to watch and listen to our very own Charlie Davies... The Major League Soccer slate has a bunch of interesting games, including that Austin FC, LA Galaxy, New York Red Bulls, Vancouver, Chicago Fire, Atlanta United. But our focus right now is going to be on probably the game of the weekend, and that Revs Inter Miami, 7:30 p.m. on Apple TV. But if you want to listen to our very own Charlie Davies on 98.5, the Sports Hub in Country 102.5 FM in Boston, our very own Charlie Davies will be on the call. Are you pumped?
I mean, I'm super excited. I mean, we're talking about a sold out stadium.
60K.
Gillette packed out.
Packed.
Get there early.
My boys, Reese and Dakota, and, you know, my wife Nina, we're going early. The tailgate, their whole club team. It's gonna be crazy.
No tickets for extended family members?
No tickets for anybody else.
Wow.
You gotta pay,
will
bro.
Will there be more Revs fans or more Messi fans in the stands?
You know what's funny to me is I'll see people around the city, in and around Boston, and they all say, hey, you excited for the Messi game? I said, Messi game? How about the Revs game? This is a revolution game. This isn't a Messi game. So the buzz is crazy. I mean... When's the last time you heard of Gillette Stadium selling out?
Tom Brady
for an MLS game.
For a soccer game. You would have to go back to like friendly games when Brazil was playing at Gillette. Speaking of the Revs.
It wasn't even sold out.
Right. I mean, speaking of the Revs, obviously, I think we've talked a lot about Inter-Miami. This is a case of best in the East and worst in the West. And Caleb
best
Porter.
Best in the East and worst in the East.
Excuse me.
Worst in the East.
Best in the East and worst in the East.
You said
I know.
We get it.
The Revs, Chuck.
Yeah.
Have signed a goalkeeper, and they signed the center back in Alias Ivacic and Seattle center back Javier Arriaga. How much does that move the needle?
It doesn't move the needle that much. I mean, Ivacic, is it a step up from Henrik Rojas? Sure, because Rojas has had some real. I mean, he had a nice penalty kick save against Toronto, but he makes way too many mistakes. At the moment, you know, he's saying, what is he fantastic at? Is there one area of his game as a goalkeeper that you say, wow, he's excellent? if you look at the previous two, when we're talking about two Premier League keepers, in Jorge Petrovic and Matt Turner, they were stellar shot stoppers. And Ravas does not meet that threshold in any category for a goalkeeper. And then in the back line, the Revs have just given up goals for fun. They've given up opportunities for fun, and it's been mistakes, poor positioning, poor communication, poor distribution.
So is Arriaga going to step in for Kessler or for Farrell?
That remains to be seen. If you're looking at Henry Kessler, his big issue, and you're talking about progress, he had a really good rookie season, partnered with Andrew Farrell, where in 2021, Bruce Arena got them to win the Supporter Shield. And actually, it was the best regular season of all time, right? Obviously, Matt Turner was the anchor. But Henry Kessler, coming back from injury this season, when he has the ball, he gives it away. There's never a direction. You know, you've played with center backs. When they just boot it, there's not, I'm winning this ball and I want to keep possession, especially in this day and age as a center back. You have to be responsible for finding an outlet.
Especially against Inter Miami, if you're going to give the ball away. And talking about Inter Miami, speaking of the long list of injuries, Nige, that they have, I wonder how much they're going to weigh, because they don't have Diego Gomez, they don't have Jordi Alba, they don't have Redondo, they don't have Taylor, Christoph Campana, obviously long-term Farias. They just picked up Matias Rojas, but how much are those injuries going to weigh on Inter Miami and Foxborough?
I don't see them weighing too much on them at all, for me. I think, you know, Inter Miami, it's probably more about Tata Martinez, the manager, and the style of play. And I think with Inter Miami is, regardless, yes, Messi is the difference maker. We know that. But Tata Martinez and his style of play.
Martino. Sorry, I had to.
Anyway.
He had to.
He had to,
didn't
he?
If he didn't do it, I was going to say Martino.
Yeah, he's like, you got to kill him.
Martino.
Here's what I'm worried about. I don't really care about the back line so much. And I think for Revs, and I think Miami are going to get their chances. What's going to happen when the Revs have a chance, bruh? Because Carlos Gil, I feel like this
Carles.
Carles. Martinez. Carles.
Don't disrespect a league.
Carles.
MVP
no, you,
like that.
You, no, you're right. Yeah. Carles Gil, obviously an incredible player, MVP caliber every time he steps on the pitch. What's going to happen when he gets the ball? Is he going to shine? Who's he going to pass that ball to? Who's going to put the ball in the back of the net for the Revs?
I've said this previously. Carles Gil is one of the league leaders in key passes. And he has zero assists on the season.
That's crazy.
That tells you that he is still the same player he was when he won the MVP, creating opportunities, gifted on the ball, but he has no one helping him.
It's like
no
being one. A private chef so for a supermodel. You make all the
food
and nobody eats it.
The revolution, and this topic keeps coming back to us, and it's who's going to score goals for them. You have a DP in Giacomo Rioni who just hasn't
delivered.
He hasn't. I mean, he had two breakaways in the game against Toronto, and you could just see he has zero confidence.
They should paint
just
the outside of the building as the Azteca. Right,
just to go back to the Inter Miami thing for me quickly.
Yeah.
They have a style of play. So whoever comes in there knows the system and the style of play, which is why I would say I'm more confident Inter Miami.
100%.
Because there's a foundation. When you look at New England right now, they're still trying to identify what they are.
They don't.
What
they don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know.
What formation is going to be
in the style? They do not know.
Because you watch them a lot, Charlie. From watching them, from just a football perspective, do you see any kind of progression? Because we talk about results and stuff, where results sometimes don't matter.
They've lost every single game except for two.
Yeah, but you see progression in a style of play. Do you see that with this New England Revolution team?
You know, unfortunately, I saw progress in the way that they kept the ball against Toronto. And Toronto's not a good team in terms of possession. They conceded possession, but they were smart in the way. And John Herdman goes, I'm going to get the most out of these guys. And you look at Insigne not being there, the difference maker, but he gets Bernardeschi to work hard for the team and then create opportunities when they can, but they defend.
Yeah.
The Revolution did a good job of controlling the tempo at times in possession. You thought, okay, this is progress from what we've seen, and what we've seen hasn't been good. But then the mistakes, it's too many mistakes at the wrong times. So for me, this is a game where all eyes are on the New England Revolution. You can't have a performance that is going to be a turnoff of this team for the rest of the season.
Especially
when
there's a bunch of fans. Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, look at the mistakes that Nashville did. Look at the mistakes that SKC did. Revs cannot afford to make those mistakes.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.